From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that Russian missiles have hit Iran. A U.S. official tells VOA four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. The official gave no information about exactly where the missiles may have landed or whether they caused any damage. The Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went awry. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called Russian military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000 troops. The leading contender to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner.
We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face.
McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen announced their candidacies. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders says 33 people are still missing following the U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. 22 people were killed in the strike, which U.S. officials say was a mistake. The group said 9 of the unaccounted for are patients and 24 are staff members. The United Nations has reported one peacekeeper in the Central African Republic has been killed and another wounded in an attack north of the capital, Bangui. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned that attack. This is VOA News. The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has suspended President Sepp Blatter and his potential successor for 90 days. The committee took the action Thursday against Blatter and Michel Platini, head of the Union of European Football Associations. The action comes less than 2 weeks after Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation against Blatter involving a $2 million payment to Platini in 2011. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is promising to take a hard line against Palestinians who have unleashed a wave of attacks against Israelis. He says he doesn't want to anger Israel's allies. Netanyahu and his top security chiefs held a special news conference Thursday evening after another day where at least 5 Israelis were stabbed. Israel is seeking to ease friction in a disputed religious site in Jerusalem, Robert Berger reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has barred Israeli cabinet ministers and members of parliament from visiting the Mosque of Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem's Old City, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel hopes to ease tensions after riots at the holy place sparked a wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks over the past week. The mosque and Golden Dome of the Rock mark the third holiest place in Islam. For Jews, it is the site of the two biblical temples and the holiest place of all. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Volkswagen's top U.S. executive has apologized over the recent emissions testing scandal. Michael Horn issued a sincere apology Thursday during testimony before members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
On behalf of our company and my colleagues in Germany, and me personally, I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
The issue concerns Volkswagen's use of software that switched pollution controls on during emissions tests, but then shut them off during normal driving. An Air Force official says Spencer Stone, one of 3 Americans who overpowered a terrorist suspect on a French train in August, is in stable condition after he was stabbed Wednesday night in Sacramento, California. An Associated Press count shows that nearly 1,400 people died in a stampede near Mecca during this year's Hajj pilgrimage. The number, larger than the Saudi count, comes from tolls offered by 18 countries through their officials or state media broadcasts. Rwanda's Supreme Court has cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term. The court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-term limit is legal. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.